Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's wintertime. We've got Ryan Erb here with United Way Perth Huron. Also joining us on the phone lines this morning is Natalie Weinheimer with ShelterLink Youth Services. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Now, Natalie, you're a little landlocked, snowed in this morning?
Yes, my driveway is blocked, but I'm here on the phone line.
Fantastic. So good that you could join us this morning. Ryan, let's check in with you with a United Way campaign update for Perth Huron.
All right, first I'm going to blame you for the weather because the weatherman always gets blamed, right?
I think it's Wyerton Willie's fault. He's called for an early spring, didn't he?
So he's trying to get out of his system before it happens, eh? Okay, all right, there we go. All right, well, we've raised $1.977 million so far, and that's 75% of our goal. We're really thankful for the generosity of the community. We're pacing a little bit ahead, as we have been all year long, and that means so much to organizations that we support, including ShelterLink Youth Services.
You bet. That's what it's all about. We've got coldest night of the year coming up. It's February 22nd on your calendar, so it's coming up fast in Stratford. That's the date with Stratford Connection Center and ShelterLink Youth Services. Natalie, again, so good to have you here. Remind us about ShelterLink Youth Services, what it's all about.
Yeah, sure. So, our mission is to support youth experiencing homelessness or who are at risk of homelessness, and that's through prevention, advocacy, shelter, and community connection services. We have 15 short-term emergency beds, but our services go beyond simply providing shelter.
Fantastic. ShelterLink Youth Services, such a big part of Coldest Night of the Year, and certainly, Natalie, for you, Coldest Night of the Year, what an amazing event this really is.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We always get a great turnout. We have 77 teams and 415 walkers at the moment. And we've raised $126,000 so far. So I think we've raised the fifth most amount of money at the moment. So, yeah, it's fantastic. It really gets the community out and together.
It is just a great community event. And a shout-out for ShelterLink. The ShelterLink Sprouts board and staff are in the top five teams. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, I believe so. It's very exciting. We're doing well. Our whole board and team are all coming together, so yes.
Fantastic. Ryan, again, with something like Coldest Night of the Year for ShelterLink Youth Services and for Stratford Connection Center, this is an amazing partnership, and these are two vital services in our community.
Yeah, United Way is really proud to help put this event on each year because it means so much to the organizations that receive the support. We cannot help the people in our community who are experiencing homelessness, whether they're youth or whether they're adults, without the support of these two important programs. So the Connection Center and ShelterLink Youth Services are critical services to meet people in their immediate need. And we can't do this without the sponsors, Jamie. You know, this event has a lot of great sponsors: Core Fuels, McDonald's, Stratford, Ideal Supply, Mark's Work Warehouse, Stratford Orthodontics, Home Depot, Tri-Tech Pinnacle Group, and many, many others. We're so grateful for the way in which they have helped us. And guess what? We get soup from Soup Surreal when we're around the bend.
Wow.
Incredible.
And it puts it into perspective with this kind of winter that we've had.
Oh,
you know, we've been kind of joking about it off the top, but my goodness, the amount of cold temperatures, winter weather, snow, puts this all into perspective.
So true. So many people are struggling to figure out where they can shelter at any given night. And although the city of Stratford works very hard to shelter people in place as best they can, there are always people that are struggling to meet that need.
All right. So again, you can get signed up either through United Way Perth Huron through the website or cnoy.org. And again, Natalie Weinheimer with ShelterLink Youth Services. Anything else about ShelterLink Youth Services, Natalie, that folks might not be familiar with or folks may not know about ShelterLink Youth Services?
I think we've been around 33 years, so quite a while in Stratford, and probably just that the earlier a person first experiences homelessness, the more likely they are to face chronic homelessness later in life, and early intervention is crucial. So we try to provide youth with the tools they need to prevent long-term homelessness and build a stable and fulfilling future.
Absolutely. And Natalie, I know there's been success story after success story for folks that have maybe been through a ShelterLink Youth Services but then have gone on to find housing. So that's wonderful. Ryan Erb, any final thoughts, Ryan? We got Coldest Night of the Year, February 22nd. A reminder, it's in a slightly different location this year.
That's right. Yeah, we're launching from the parking lot adjacent to the Festival Theater, and so we want people to understand that we're not up top by Queen's Park this year, but down below. And Jamie, let me mention, too, that while we're on the phone here, to let people know that United Way is open for its impact funding expressions of interest right now.
Yes.
And so we'll just make sure that everybody is aware that we're going to be accepting those expressions of interest until Wednesday, March the 12th at midnight. So this is for for organizations, including organizations like our friends at ShelterLink, on the phone with us to apply for the next 3 years of stable funding from the United Way. So we're going to continue to address homelessness and poverty issues in our community as part of the overall program, and we want to make sure that people in organizations have the funds that they need to operate in the community.
That's what it's all about. Ryan Erb with United Way Perth here on, and Natalie Weinheimer with ShelterLink Youth Services. Natalie, if folks would like to reach out, maybe get some more information, I know there's a terrific Facebook page, but how can folks reach out?
Yeah, I'd say definitely follow us on Facebook and Instagram at ShelterLink Youth Services, and you can check out our website at shelterlink.org.
All right, and we do have to do a shout out for these teams, the for the coldest night of the year, the Sweet Samuels, Team Haggis, Stratford Anglicans, ShelterLink Sprouts, and Stratford Soccer Sloths. I love these team names. Fantastic. So be a part of it. Ryan Erb, United Way Perth Huron, and Natalie Weinheimer with ShelterLink Youth Services. Thank you so much for your time, and we're looking forward to coldest night of the year.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, and here's hoping for better forecasts ahead, Jamie.
I'll speak to Wyerton Willie.